Proclamation number 6353 of 12th of September, 1955. Light and power deficiency. It is still the time of grace, where I repeatedly step into the path of all of you, where I give to you even though you don't request anything. Where, despite your resistance, I repeatedly offer you what you lack, strength and light. The fact that you take the wrong path is the result of the darkness that surrounds you. And if you nevertheless find the right path, the ascent, which exceeds your strength, will frighten you. You lack light and strength, and I offer you both again and again. Thus I give you aids through which you can attain light and strength. I give you gifts of grace even though you don't entrust yourselves to me and ask for help. There is still a time of grace, but it will pass quickly. And then it will become apparent who has accepted and evaluated my graces and who left them unheeded and is now lightless and powerless when it is time to pass the lost test of will on earth. When the decision is demanded of all of you which will determine your fate in eternity, you should all open your hands beforehand so that I fill them with the gifts of my love. You should all bear in mind that you lack light and strength which help you to ascend spiritually and which you cannot receive enough of, because especially in the lost time before the end the ascent is particularly difficult to manage. Therefore you should all demand the gift of light and strength. And I will give it to you in the form of my word, from which you can draw light and strength in abundance. When I myself address you, then my light of love and the strength from me will also flow into you, and therefore I will convey my word to you as my special gift of grace. This word of mine can have an incomparable effect on you if only you open your heart when you are at rest, if you try to grasp the meaning, if you consciously listen to it without defending yourselves, if you think about it, if you make an effort to live according to my word. For then you will experience for yourselves that you will be enlightened from within. Many things will be understandable to you which until now seemed incomprehensible to you. You will look at everything that happens around you and in the world with different eyes. You will clearly recognize the connection of everything that moves you and which you are unable to explain to yourselves. You will also be able to detect an influx of strength, for with ease you will carry out what before seemed impossible for you to overcome. You could all convince yourselves of the effect my word has on you if only you follow what my word tells you to do. If you endeavor to live a life of love, I want to achieve nothing else through the delivery of my word but that you practice love. Only then will you become aware of the immense grace which was offered to you with the transmission of my word. For through loving activity you will receive an abundance of light and strength which, however, cannot possibly be given to you if you don't pay attention to my commandments of love, because love is strength in itself and therefore cannot be switched off when light and strength are needed. You are not often active in love yourselves and therefore lack light and strength. But through my word you learn about your earthly task. My word teaches you love, which alone secures your ascent upwards. And although you all have knowledge of my word, you don't follow it. But again and again I come before you and offer you my gift of grace. Again and again I send messengers your way who, despite your resistance, try to convey light and strength to you by offering you the word from above as an unusual gift of grace from the Heavenly Father before the end. But you must voluntarily open yourselves to this word. You must voluntarily live it out in order to also experience the gracious effect of my word on you. I bestow my grace upon you humans in the last days, yet I will never force you to accept it, for you yourselves must make the decision for your fate after the end of this earth. You yourselves must voluntarily make use of the blessings in order to then also become irrevocably blessed. Amen.